Welcome to the podcast of William Patterson University's chapter of the Society of Professional Journalists, or WPSPJ, where voices from the news industry guide us and inspire our future. On this podcast, we'll spotlight the activities of the nationally recognized Society of Professional Journalists chapter at William Patterson University in Wayne, New Jersey. We are the reporters of today and tomorrow, committed to SPJ's mission of diversity and democracy, and inspiring successive generations of talented individuals to become dedicated journalists.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to a brand new episode of the WPSPJ podcast. I am your host, Tommy Sherwood, the executive producer of the WPSPJ podcast and the editor-in-chief of the William Patterson University Beacon. I bring to you today a very special episode of the WPSPJ podcast, as it is to commemorate the fact that WPSPJ won National Campus Chapter of the Year for the second time in its founding. For those who don't know about the Society of Professional Journalists, aka SPJ, or what it does, I'll provide you with a bit of context. SPJ is the nation's most broad-based journalism organization that was founded in 1909. And is dedicated to encouraging the free practice of journalism while maintaining proper ethical practice. SPJ works to inspire and educate current and future journalists through professional development and protects the First Amendment, which guarantees freedom of speech and the press through their advocacy efforts. More info could be found on spj.org in their About section. WPSPJ is a student chapter of SPJ that allows students on a college campus to be exposed to the connections that SPJ has to offer. There are 108 campus chapters currently, and William Patterson's chapter was named the most outstanding campus chapter. We were finalists with many well-known schools like the University of Central Florida, Ohio University, Texas A&M, University of San Antonio, University of Laverne, and the University of Arkansas. In light of this, we spoke to the president of the SPJ National Organization, Ashanti Blaze Hopkins, who happens to be the first black female president of SPJ. She's also worked in some major news outlets like Channel 8 News and NBC as an anchor and reporter. She also worked as an adjunct professor for a variety of universities. In addition to being president of SPJ National, she also is an interim associate dean for Santa Monica College's Center for Media and Design. So let's get down to business. As I stated before, WPSPJ won National Campus Chapter of the Year for the second time in its founding, first being in 2020 and second being in 2023. With WPU being such a small school compared to some more well-known journalism programs out there like Syracuse, Northwestern, and Ohio University, to name a few, I wondered what stood out about our chapter compared to theirs. Obviously, I know how great my school is, but not many people outside of New Jersey know about William Patterson University compared to some D1 schools in the area like Rutgers, where people know them out of state. So let's hear what President Blaze Hopkins thinks on why SPJ chose William Patterson as the National Campus Chapter of the Year.
So, you know, I think whatever template that you guys have put in place, it's working. And I think part of that is the impact that you're having in the lives of your student journalist members. You know, so there's a lot of programming that you all have done to reach out to the professional world and making sure that your student journalists have that connection between the real world and what you guys are doing at the institution. I think also, you know, podcasts like this type of programming, I think was also kind of innovative and something that not everyone has been doing across the country at different campuses that have SPJ chapters. And so, you know, you're starting to see the programming you all are doing on a consistent basis and how it's impacting outcomes of the students that are connected with the SPJ chapter and, you know, how you're using those outcomes to influence new members to start becoming involved in the student chapter that you have at your institution. So I think those are some of the things that really stood out. And I think, you know, that's the reason why for twice in the history of your SPJ student chapter, you have been named Student Chapter of the Year.
This was a great point brought up by President Blaze Hopkins. Yes, this very podcast is a great feature to our chapter and it's known to be the first of its kind, according to the press release published after our 2023 award was announced. This podcast has given us not only programming experience like podcast production and editing, but it's also given us some interviewing experience with some pretty big people in the industry, like President Blaise Hopkins and Dave Curran from News 12 New Jersey, and many more journalists from the networks that we went on tours for and created podcasts for. So that gave us some really great networking opportunities being in those interviews. Like, I connected with a lot of the people that I interviewed with on LinkedIn. It just creates a lot of great networking opportunities for our students. And to bring up another point that was brought up, the impact our chapter has on our members is astronomical, and this is thanks to our advisor, Dr. Nick Hershon. The connections that he has allows us to visit places like CBS, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and 1010 Winds, so him bringing that to the table for us is huge. WPSBJ impacted me in a lot of ways. First, it's given me a community to be a part of that's filled with like-minded, motivated, and talented individuals that share the same passion that I have for journalism. Networking with our members has been a great experience, and our chapter has a sense of community like no other. Before joining SPJ, I struggled with confidence and did not know if I'd be a great journalist, but with the help of Dr. Hershon and our WPSBJ members, I'm confident in myself and what I can achieve. So don't take it from me. Take it from some of our valued members. I have a few of our valued members to give some testimonials to what WPSPJ can accomplish, including Rochelle Estrada, our president of WPSPJ, Andrew Herbst, secretary for WPSPJ, and Rob Cardillo, who has been editing a variety of our podcasts and even appeared on some. So let's hear what they have to say about how WPSPJ impacted them.
Being a part of WPSPJ has truly been an amazing experience. Through this chapter, I have been able to receive so many networking experiences with professional reporters that's been very beneficial for my career. And I've especially been able to discover my passion for audio storytelling through my involvement in the WPSPJ podcast. Being able to found and be a host for this podcast has really allowed me to learn so much about myself and what I love to do and what I want to keep doing as I graduate college. I have been able to receive so many reporting experiences and receive an amazing internship that really helped me gain so much crucial experience in learning more about journalism. And I couldn't have been able to do that without WPSPJ. And now it's such an honor to be able to be the National Campus Chapter of the Year. And this wouldn't be possible without the support of our advisor, Dr. Nicholas Hershon, as well as the hard work that each and every single member has put into the chapter's well-being and success. So I thank our members and our advisor for the hard work that they do for WPSPJ every single day. And I'm just thankful to be the president of such an amazing student organization.
WSPJ has allowed me to do some really cool events, such as going to 1010 Winds Tour, LME Network Tour, and also shadowing announcers at a Seton Hall game, which was really cool. It was really awesome to get to see the press room where they eat before the games, and then to sit in a press row, and then go to the press conference afterwards, and hear the coaches and players speak, which was an awesome experience. And our chapter win really means just an amazing team effort from Dr. Hershon and our amazing e-board, and it just shows you how dedicated we are. And I'm just so proud of our win and all the work we've done together, and being part of WSPJ is an amazing experience.
My name is Robert Cardillo, and I'm a podcast editor and podcast host for WPSPJ. And the way WPSPJ has helped me is through the networking that it offers, because I, for one, want to work in mixed martial arts media. So my goal was really to interview a bunch of fighters, you know, top of the sport or lower end of the sport, while also just making connections in MMA media to hopefully help build my career. And our advisor, Dr. Hershon, has really just taken me under his wing and provided those resources to get me into MMA media by connecting me with Mark Raimondi from ESPN MMA, Ariel Helwani from the MMA Hour, his producer, Eric Jackman. And it's truly led to so many great things, including just really helping my podcast kind of take off a little bit more by kind of giving me the confidence to truly go after what I want.
Those are some great testimonials to what WPSPJ can accomplish for our student body. With that being said, SPJ National, along with other student chapters, also impacts their members just as much as our chapter does to us. President Blaze Hopkins and I discussed how and why it is so important for people to join SPJ National along with the student chapter of SPJ.
You know, for a lot of student journalists, SPJ is kind of their first, you know, introduction into the professional world of journalism, right? So this is the time where they get to actually see, you know, journalism in action, right? And so I think on campuses across the country where we have student chapters, it's a great opportunity for students to not only understand what it takes to get into the industry, but also start to build those relationships that are so important to getting that first job, getting that second job, even the fifth job. I think it's also really important that, especially at the student chapter level, it's a lot of programming that not only the student leadership of the student chapters are pulling together, but also the advisors of these student chapters. So, you know, doing field trips to different newsrooms, you know, to setting up mentor programs with professional journalists that can help mentor the student journalists that are a part of the chapter. So, you know, I think it's a lot of that, and also teaching those soft skills that are so necessary when you go into the journalism industry, from, you know, being able to communicate with your peers, to networking with sources, to being able to collect information and use it in a way that's going to have an impact on communities that you cover. All of those kind of soft skills, I think, a lot of student journalists are getting for the very first time when they join a student chapter of SPJ.
This was a great point brought up by President Blaze Hopkins. Since joining SPJ, I have gotten an amazing introduction into the real world of journalism. From shadowing journalists at games to going on newsroom tours to places like News 12 and Newsday, I've truly seen what it is like to be a journalist. The connections I've made through SPJ as well has helped me by giving me a resource to go to if I have a question about the industry or any internship/job opportunities. I know I'm only a sophomore, but it's great to know that I have this kind of help and support through SPJ to help me get a job out of college, or like President Blaze Hopkins said, maybe even my fourth or fifth job. Moving on from how SPJ helps student journalists as well as professional ones, during my conversation with President Blaze Hopkins, we discussed career advice for our members and possibly you. Many of our professors preach to us that having a strong network is so important, especially in the media and journalism industry. When discussing networking with President Blaze Hopkins, she had a lot to say about the importance of it. So let's hear what she had to say.
I think for many of the reasons that I described, it's really about building those networks. You know, a lot of the people that you go to school with, especially if you're in a journalism space, those are the same people who are likely going to hire you or have a connection to a job that you're going to get in the future. And so building that those relationships and building that network early is so important. Being able to do things like this podcast to build your skills is so important. Being able to have the connections between the professional world and what you all are doing at William Patterson through your advisor, those things are important, and they are all kind of the foundation of solid, successful careers in the journalism industry.
She could not have said that any better. It is so important to build networks while you're in college, and WPSPJ along with SPJ can help you with that in a big way. We have a few success stories of our own during our chapter's history, including Raya Hamad, our former publicity chair, connecting with an Al Jazeera English reporter in fall 2022. This allowed her to intern there and later get a job. This was the news outlet of her dreams, I might add. So going back on our chapter's impact on our student body, this is a perfect example of how we've helped a student that had a dream accomplish it. So in speaking on some more career advice, we spoke about how it's really important to have a great mindset and to feel confident in yourself, but unfortunately, it can be hard for some of our members to find that confidence. As we mentioned in previous podcasts, we are a majority minority institution, and we have a very diverse student population. Unfortunately, a study from Pew Research Center unveiled that 76% of all reporting journalists surveyed indicated that they are white, while 8% are Hispanic, 6% are Black, and 3% are Asian. This can cause some of our members to have difficulty picturing themselves being professional journalists. With that issue being stated, we discussed in our conversation with President Blaise Hopkins that exact issue. So let's hear what she had to say about it and what was her advice.
I think one of the things I would like to say, especially for the student journalists of color who may be doubting themselves or maybe they don't see themselves in the roles that they aspire to be in, and so they can't really figure out how they're going to get there, I would encourage every single student, whether you're a student of color or not, to ask yourself, why not me? Why couldn't it be me? Why couldn't I be the one to be the first doing this? Why couldn't I be the one to work at Al Jazeera? Why couldn't I be the one to be an MMA journalist, right? I think you have to constantly be asking yourself, why couldn't it be me? As long as you are putting in the work, you are making sure that you are getting the education and the foundational skills that you need, you know, if you put in the work, you deserve the opportunities that are in front of you, right? And getting yourself to get to a mindset where you know that you have worked hard to get what you have is an important mindset to adopt. And so that's kind of really what the advice that I would give. Constantly ask yourself when you're doubting yourself or, you know, you're maybe in a room where historically people who look like you aren't, ask yourself, why not me? Why can't it be me?
Why not me? That's a question I wish I asked myself a very long time ago. Let me give you a little background about me. So I had an IEP in high school because I was unable to focus in a large classroom environment with like 25 students. I was unable to focus. So I was put on an IEP program, which stands for an Individualized Education Program, which allowed me to be in a smaller class with about 5 to 10 students, which helped me focus at the end of the day and allowed me to get through my high school education. With this came a bit of a stigma, I guess you could say, with some of the other students. I would get made fun of. I would be told that I was unable to go to college because of it, that I was stupid, that I wouldn't amount to anything and I couldn't accomplish anything solely because I was in a different class than everybody else when we were learning the exact same thing, just with less people. Now, many people get discouraged because people tell them that they can't amount to this because they're this, like whatever you have, like if you are Black, if you are Hispanic, if you're Asian, you can accomplish this because you're this race, that race, because you're in this class. That's not the case. And in those kinds of situations, you got to ask yourself, why not me? Why can't I work where I want to work? Why can't I go to college? Why can't I be a part of what I want to be a part of just because I'm this race, that race? There's no reason for it. Like President Blaise Hopkins said, you constantly have to ask yourself, why not me? Because I was basically bullied, I struggled with confidence, and that's why I didn't ask myself that question. But to you at home or in your car, wherever you're listening, I encourage you to ask yourself, why not me? And to basically tell yourself that you can accomplish anything that you set yourself out to, because you truly can. You know, anybody can accomplish anything as long as they put in the work. Just like what President Blaise Hopkins said, if you're willing to put in the work, put in the hard work, don't look at the clock while you work, and just keep grinding and working at whatever you aspire to do, you will get it. You will get it. And not going to see it at first. So you're not going to get instantly rewarded by working hard, but you are going to see results eventually. I promise you that. So I thank all of you very much for listening to this episode of the WPSPJ podcast. If you haven't already, please follow us on social media at WPSPJ on Instagram and Twitter. Now it's called X. Thank you again very much for listening.
Thanks for listening to the WPSPJ podcast. We'd love to hear from you on Instagram and Twitter at WPSPJ. Be sure to subscribe and rate our podcast on Apple. Until next time, we are SPJ.